Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone, welcome. Welcome to Spiritual Insight. I am Tiffany White, Sage Woman, and I'm very excited to be sitting in the sacred circle with each and every one of you this evening. Wasn't sure if I was going to make it here tonight or not due to we did lose power for a bit. So grateful that that came back on. So yay. And times like this, we always just want to stop and, we should be grateful anyway, not wait for something like power outage or things to happen that make us go wait. We really need to be grateful and just be mindful of, line workers, linesmen, the electrical companies that just really dangerous jobs, and they go out in inclement weather, of course, and just for our comfort, and absolutely, and especially we're in winter in some areas, well, we're just talk about the northern hemisphere here, winter, and so with the cold, and so just it is just great. Just a little reminder, let's be mindful of it. Don't let it be an inconvenience. Let's be grateful for those that keep everything up and running and going for us smoothly. And so let's see. Hello. We are streaming live, of course, to Rumble, to X, and to LinkedIn. So hello, Maureen, Richard, and Ruth, who are watching over on Rumble. And Rumble viewers, if you would like to communicate with those that are in the live chat, then that's the button you would need to hit. Now, you do need to have a Rumble account, so sign in, and then there should be a button that shows up. Click on the live chat button, and you can join in on the conversations with everyone else sitting in the chat. You can also make a comment as well, and I will be notified if you make a comment. If you don't join that, that's fine as well. So let's see. Well, hello, Catherine on X. Oh, my first time with you. Well, welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining the Sacred Circle this evening. So yay. Well, for those of you who this is your first time watching me, or there's more information in the show description. if you would like to find out more about myself. I do realize I went to go check with my website today, and there was an issue. I think it's going to be down until tomorrow. So don't get frustrated if you can't get to my website. There's another link that is in the show description too. It's like my link tree. It's not link tree, but it's like that with all sorts of other different links, and you can contact me there as well, or through whatever platform you're watching. You know, like with X, you can contact me, message me, Catherine. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. So I want to say that Maureen is the inspiration for what we're going to discuss tonight, the first part of it. And I'm really excited. Thank you, Maureen. You know, a lot of what I don't talk about, what else I do, the holistic health and wellness part, it does come out that we talk about some things, and there's discussion that goes on with my shows about some health topics, or if somebody asks a question, and you know, then hey, yes, let's have a discussion about it, and it's sharing experiences, and so yes, I do have some certifications, you know, with herbs. And then the healing, the energy healing, it's even kind of like, you see, I get a little choked up with all the certifications, because it's just, you know, okay. let's just give the research. research, that's what that shows, is that you've taken the time, done some research, done some deep diving into it. And so I don't consider myself really, or anyone, an expert. We are all here achieving that goal within ourselves. So it's within ourselves. And so I'm going to talk about, we're just going to talk about a topic, you know, to start off with. And I'll give some messages, you know, near the end. We'll do some messages. We're going to talk about, let's see, Maureen wanted some more information on GERD, or acid indigestion, heartburn, you know, acid reflux, the gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is GERD. So, you know, to talk about that. Hello, Wendy. Yay. Thanks for watching on X. Yay. You know, the GERD, just to talk a little bit more about that. Now, I'm going to say I'm not a doctor. I am not a doctor. Or, you know, I'm not a, My education is not from the pharmaceutical company. I have not been indoctrinated into that. I'm not saying all doctors are bad. There's a lot of doctors with really good intentions. And so I just would, you know, like for them to learn more about natural healing. And that's the future of it, will be that. That's the direction. Okay. Our bodies are very powerful. We are can heal without any interaction, as far as any harmful interactions. And pharmaceuticals are harmful. It can impede and get in the way. Now, we can support it with natural things, from natural. And you have to be careful now, because it seems like the herbs and supplements has been so saturated with these companies that just want to give that a bad name, whether it's on purpose or something that want to help. And, you know, so, yeah, so I am here. I am here to just assist. I do not tell people what to do. It's just a suggestion. And it's also very personalized. I will do personalized health assessments. That is another service that that I do offer. That's part of my healing services. Part of my services, the healing services, is a health assessment. And we go over all sorts of things. And it's very, I am it's done spiritually. I'm a spiritual intuitive. I wouldn't call myself a spiritual, or what would they call those? Spiritual, it'll come to me in a few minutes. You know, I don't do that kind of thing. Spiritual, health medium or something like that. I forget what they call that. A medical medium. I think that's it. A medical medium. No, the whole word medical is just no. And be very careful of when they take natural things and try to apply it the same way, cookie cutter for everyone. That's not how it works. Each and every one of you is unique and different, and you have to have something that's customized just to you. And this is what I have learned in my whole history of self-healing, of what I've gone through, is there is a trial and error, but you got to just jump in and start. Just jump in and start. And take your power back by, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to jump in and start. I have to start, because otherwise you give your power away to others who also don't know really what they're doing individually, and just treating, well, percentage-wise, this helps 80 to 90%. Well, how many of us are outside of that, or that 20 to 30%, you know, that 20, 10, or that 10%, 5%, 2%, that it does not work or has adverse reactions to? So individualized, personalized service, that's what it should be about. And so, wow, I've just had a very, I'm sorry if I'm like, I'm struggling with words this evening. Just had a very powerful day of just sitting and relaxing. And how many of you have been experiencing of you just relaxing, I have a grounding mat because, you know, it's too cold to get outside. You can ground to just visualize that memory of being outside and the connection. And our connection goes through the house and right to the dirt. I mean, we can go right to there too. I do have a grounding mat I got from Grounding Well. And so I felt like I really needed that today. So I was sitting with that and just closing my eyes and just kind of just taking some deep breaths. And immediately it's like getting into this, you know, deep meditation, or it was just so powerful, and just receiving so many messages, images, visions. And it was just in and out like this all day today, just very relaxing. Just closing my eyes, and it's just like, wow, such very powerful times that we are in. Energies are very supportive of this. So please take advantage, relax, and get into that zone, get into those energies. Hello, Robin on Rumble. Robin on Rumble. Yay. All right. So now what I want to do, because I want to get through this pretty quickly, but I think part of what helps too is the education of what you're going through. Now, way before the internet, and I was hanging out at health food stores in the 90s looking, and that's how I learned, was go there, talk to the employees, you know, talk to those that worked there. And a lot of these people had to know what they were talking about. And that's how I learned, was going to natural health food stores. I was lucky for the area that I lived in for them to have one. And went and did a lot of discussion, you know, education, learning, trial and error, trying some different products, trying some things. And the very first thing that I did to take my power back and to step into being responsible for my own healing is the very first thing was a probiotic. And that's where my journey started with that, was I realized I was having gut issues. I had all sorts of, you know, everything like that. Gut issues. They were like IBS. They diagnosed me, I think, with everything, even GERD, you know? It was just such a learning about yourself, learning how our body works, and also to diet plays a big part of it. What are we consuming? When are we consuming it? Are we doing that at the right time? You know, so let me just read a comment here from Robin. I see people all the time on social media cutting cords and fixing people's energies. There are a lot of crazy people. You know, we can't do things like that for another person. That's please know that. No one's going to fix you. You have to fix yourself. Who took you off track? No one else took you off track. You took yourself off track. Do you call your doctor before you sit down and have some alcohol beverage? You know it's not good for your body. Do you call and refer you to, hey, I'm gonna, you know, maybe I'm gonna do some drugs tonight. Ooh, let me call my doctor and see if that's okay. No, we only run to this person when we're off track. But, you know, we're responsible for staying on track. And we usually are, and all of us are guilty of it, absolutely, of overindulging, let me just say that, or doing things that wasn't very supportive to our, or kind to our bodies. But no one can do that for you physically and spiritually, mind, body, and soul. And so when you see even psychics or you know, the spiritual individuals who spiritual healers who claim that they can do all this for you, please let that throw a red flag. I hope it throws a red flag for you, because you're responsible for you. You know your body better than anyone else. You do. Absolutely, you do. We communicate with it every day. We absolutely do. We know when we have to go to the bathroom. We know when we're hungry. We know when we're thirsty. But we've got to tune in and listen to those other subtle, you know, hints, whispers, you know, pings that it tries to tell us, hey, you know, we need to do this. All right. So I think a lot of people are familiar with GERD and just with acid indigestion. So I have pulled out my notes from my herbal school. So I'm just going to go through some of these. And of course I should write a lot bigger. Anyway, let's get into this. So just about everyone has experienced heartburn or at least once, but many people suffer from it on a regular basis. In fact, the American Gastroenterological Association estimates that about 60 million Americans have a case of heartburn each month. So of course, heartburn really has nothing to do with the heart. It is a form of acid indigestion in which acid leaves the stomach and enters the esophagus, causing burning and pain. When we eat, food passes down the esophagus and into the stomach. There, the stomach secretes hydrochloric acid and pepsin to break down nutrients and begin the process of digestion. The stomach has a mucus lining. We have beneficial mucus. All right. So the stomach has a mucus lining to help protect it against this acid. The esophagus does not. So a muscular valve at the top of the stomach holds the stomach's contents, including the stomach acid and the stomach. And this valve opens to permit belching and then closes again. So when we belch, it opens and then it closes again. Off gas, right? We're off gassing. Now, I just want to pause here for a moment. There is good mucus. So be very careful when you think you've got sinus congestion mucus here and you go to take over the counter mucus aid here. You could actually be hurting your stomach mucus, the mucus lining. And so you're going to try to, you think, prevent one thing and you're causing something else to happen. We have good bacteria in our body. We have bad bacteria in our body. We have good mucus. We have bad mucus. But the mucus you've always heard about is what? Bad mucus. No, we have good mucus, and this is what we're stating here. So be very, very careful with that as well. All right. So heartburn occurs when the valve at the top of the stomach allows acid to seep back. That's a reflux into the esophagus. This acid burns and inflames the esophageal lining, which does not have the same degree of mucus protection as the stomach. This creates the burning sensation in the center of the chest we call heartburn. The more technically accurate term is acid reflux. It's really, they should call it acid reflux, okay? And again, mucus, talk about this. We have mucus membrane. Under the tongue is mucus membrane, and that's the fastest way to get something into our body is mucus membrane, the mucus membrane. The three fastest ways to introduce something into our body, all right, there's three ways to get something into our body the fastest. Number one is an IV. Well, we don't do that at home. We don't have that, right? It's IV. Second is inhalation. And the third is sublingual. Underneath your tongue, through the mucus membrane, right to the bloodstream. All right. And so this is why a lot of under the tongue, if you take CBD oil, it's under the tongue. If you take some Celtic sea salt, some people, you can put it on top of the tongue. You can put some underneath the tongue. I prefer to put it underneath. Celtic sea salt has all the minerals, or has a lot, packed with a lot of minerals, and it helps your body to stay hydrated as well. Okay. So I think we all get the gist on what causes it. So the concern or the red flag, it's usually not a big deal because dietary changes are needed to correct GERD. The problem with it is if you ignore it, let's say that if you ignore it, then it can cause the erosion of the esophagus due to the continual acid damage. Scar tissue can form, which can narrow the passageway, and it also increases the risk of further disease. I'm not going to say that word. Of further disease, okay? And several things can cause acid indigestion. Poor digestion, irritating foods, and the mechanical pressure all contribute to the indigestion and the acid reflux. So this is interesting. I like this. First, let's look at the problem of poor digestion. The more protein foods are cooked, the more their proteins are denatured. Denatured proteins become leathery, making it more difficult for digestive juices to penetrate the tissues and break down the food particles. Greasy fried foods create the same problem because water and oil do not mix. The grease coats the food particles, preventing penetration by the hydrochloric acid. When food is not thoroughly chewed, it is harder for digestive juices to penetrate the food. So foods need to be chewed thoroughly to help the digestive secretions blend with the food particles. And overeating can also cause acid indigestion as the stomach becomes so overburdened with more food than it can handle. And food winds up not being digested properly, which causes the body to signal for more production of acid. See? So watching the food combinations may also help with your symptoms too. Because with certain foods we know can trigger more acid production, such as peppermint, chocolate, coffee, citrus fruits, tomatoes, garlic, sugar, and spicy foods. While these foods may cause acid indigestion, other factors cause the acid to reflux into the esophagus. They are generally due to the mechanical pressure Anything that puts pressure on the valve at the top of the stomach will allow the acid to enter the esophagus, even if the production isn't excessive. So anything that pushes on the stomach, that pushes the stomach upward, and this includes gas and bloating. If you have excess body weight, you wear too tight-fitting clothing, you know. I stopped wearing jeans with the button up. I stopped wearing any pants or anything that had a button up and just went to a pull on a stretchy waistband or a waistband because I'm very sensitive. I don't have those issues anymore, but I noticed that it really, I never liked wearing a belt when I was younger. And even now I've never liked wearing a belt and pressure around the waist like that. And so I felt like, you know, it's almost like you couldn't breathe right around your waist, but I never liked it. I always thought it was very uncomfortable even in my youth, but it's like, let's be gentler with ourselves. Okay. And, so of course pregnancy pushes up. Eating something and then going to lie down. All right. Now, this stress also tenses your solar plexus area and draws the stomach upward. So that's that pressure I'm talking about, that bulging that puts pressure right in your stomach, in your solar plexus, and pushes up. All right. We need to be gentle. But women, this is our... You know, we have our solar plexus, and then below that is our sacral chakra. That whole, it's just all sacred for us, and we need to just be loving and protective and you know, stop with being uncomfortable just for fashion's sake. Enough with that. No. This is what I'm wearing. I look good. If you don't think I look good, then don't look at me. No. Whatever. I'm comfortable. My body's happy. That's what matters. And of course you can do it with style. let's see, Maureen. I had GERD bad and bad day. I have good and bad days. I can feel my throat burn from the lower part to the top part, from the lower to the top. So then from the lower part to the top part, then it's being squeezed. Is there anything also too energetically, if we feel that solar plexus, that energy being squeezed, and again, this is, you know, our lower chakras, fight or flight, survival, you know, sometimes the anger, all of that sits in there. And so the solar plexus is really where we're supposed to be shining in the golden white light from the front to the back. I like to visualize that, just this golden white, the Christed, that Christos energy just blasting through. Interestingly, those two that use runes, this is the Odin work, that golden, you know, white Odin color, that energy too is through the solar plexus. So let's shine it from the front to the back, back to the front. It blasts it, blast that chakra clean, getting rid of anything that is less than my highest and greatest. All right. And so something else too is that when you are eating, and I've been trying this out, I've been doing this. Now, I made a lot of dietary changes. A lot of dietary changes. Let me see. I think this last Thanksgiving was 3 years that I've switched to plant-based whole foods. Maybe you want to call me vegan. But, and I did that for several different reasons, which are personal to me. But the health was a big part. You know, my health, and then I don't want to eat another being like that. Just, you know, an animal. No, that's my personal choice. So, and then making sure that I'm getting enough diet-wise, getting everything too. So I made a lot of changes. And then, you know, as when you do that and then you take another leap and you fine tune it, that's not it. We're always fine tuning. We're always fine tuning. Right. And so it's never just we're here. It seems like we like these check-in stations that we have. We think it's a debt. It's like, oh, look, I'm almost there at the end. No, there's more to the journey. That's just a check-in point. You know, okay, we've done this. Yay. I'm still working on that. Still working on it. And just how, you know, what can I do to up this up even more? And just being very mindful of everything that goes into my body. So I had also heard that you don't, and I've known people like this, a couple of people, they don't drink anything while they're eating. Don't drink anything while you are eating. Anything. I knew a couple people like that, and I just thought, oh, that's odd. They didn't explain, and they just said, no, I don't drink while I eat. I'll drink something after I'm done eating. Okay. Oh, all right. And then I love the traditional Chinese medicines, not medicines, but the traditional Chinese methods. They're herbs that traditional Chinese. And a lot, and then even reading what Asians do when they don't drink when they eat, and then they follow it up by a hot beverage to help break everything down, but they do not eat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sorry, they don't drink while they're eating. So you eat first. The reason why is because now as you're eating, the digestive acids, the acids are doing their thing. So when you go to take a drink, and the worst thing is a cold drink and worse, ice is an ice drink. And what's really bad is if it's a soda, you know, maybe a cold beer, cold soda, just a cold beverage. You go to take that sip. Now it washes some of that digestive acid away. And you're going to eat some more. Now your body triggers more acid. We have to make more acid to keep putting food in. And then you wash it again. Another trigger. Make more acid. Just stop. Stop with that. Don't drink and eat. Eat your meal and then have something to drink afterwards, whether it be lukewarm, you know, and then follow it up with something warm later. This is where that whole think about how, like, even our ancestors, you know, I always remember my grandmother having a dish of pure peppermints, you know, pure peppermint essential oils and a mint. No, they were white. They were not red and white. No red dyes. All right. And everyone that ate it in it with your digestion after you ate your meal, you know, you have that, and then they would have like their hot tea or their hot coffee. And it's like, oh, okay. So it all helped with digestion. Okay. Okay. That's good too, Maureen, because I don't drink while I'm eating. I drink after. Don't know why. I just always have. Well, that's good, because it probably would be a lot worse for you. So let me see what Wendy has to say here. Oh, I love the sharing. Let's see, Wendy. I used to get heartburn several times a week, and then I joined Weight Watchers. It made a big difference, and that was years ago. Al has been having lots of heartburn. He does the pinch of Celtic salt and coffee in the morning, and that helps him. Okay, so he just puts the Celtic salt in his coffee instead of, right, okay. If that helps him, that is fantastic. Fantastic. There's things that you can do. There's digestive support kits. Again, I think the first number one is the diet. Let's work on our diet. And if you're taking medication, talk to your doctor. Say you want to get off this and you want to treat it naturally. All right. You want to treat it naturally. And that's the way to start. One thing you can, and this came to me after I emailed you, Marnie. Another thing that you can add on to what you're taking now, and I've just started this, all right? Now, let me see if I can put the, let's see if I can put the link up here. Do for you. Yeah, I'm just going to take the rest of it off. It's going to make a really long link. So I'm just going to add this up here. So he was on meds for it. Okay, yeah, yeah. So when you clean your diet, and you go on medication, and then you realize I'm gonna help myself. I'm gonna clean my diet. I'm gonna do some things. You need to go back and address that. Maybe you don't need those meds anymore, and that's a conversation to have with your doctor. Okay, readdress if you need that. And what can you do to support? I'm going to take away this, but I'm going to add something healthier in its place. Okay, I don't recommend anyone to just stop their medications without talking to their doctor. Something that you can take, and you can look this, you can go to this website. Now, a lot of the herbs that I use is from Nature Sunshine, and I've been using Nature Sunshine for, oh my gosh, I hit 11 years last week. 11 years of Nature Sunshine. That was just for me. Started off, you could be an independent rep if you wanted to, but it was all about just helping me and my family. And then it went further on. And then, they have a lot of education too, which I loved. They educate, with everything that all the products that they have. It was very good for me. In the last 3 years, might have been 3 or 4 years. Anyway, one of the last of the, it was a husband and wife team that started Nature Sunshine in the 70s, and how her husband was diagnosed with a disease, and he was able to heal himself. And so that's how they started that company. She, and I do believe the woman was the last. And then when she crossed over, she left everything over now to the company. And so they have joined with, I guess the modern thing is to go into MLM, multi-level marketing. And so I like Nature Sunshine. So I do refer a lot of Nature Sunshine products and health assessments, but that's not it, because I do not believe in one silver bullet, so to speak, you know, one cure-all, one thing. No, it's multiple things. And it's finding the right combination. That's what it is finding the right combination. Something I have been starting recently, and I'm going to put the, here it is. It's SheaTerraOrganics.com. It's black seed oil. Now, don't be fooled, okay? This is the authentic black seed oil, okay? And there has been, I think, some confusion, because if you just, and I've seen it in doing the research, okay? the research for it is, let me see if I can find their little, they're talking about. So I'm talking about the 100% certified organic black seed oil. It could be Egyptian. I'm taking the Egyptian one. I know they offer a different one in this company. It's the Nigella sativa. You want to make sure that that's what it is. Okay. There are some products, black cumin seed. It's not the same thing. Black cumin seed. All right. It's unfortunately erroneously called that, but it's, they're using the terms interchangeably. All right. So it's really, so I've been taking the Egyptian black seed oil. There is the Ethiopian black seed oil. It's a very strong one. And they're cold pressed. Okay. And there is a difference in the way that they make them. And I remember, interestingly, so here it is. Yeah. Their oil is always fresh, cold pressed, and flown in for the Egyptian one from Egypt to assure you get the highest quality oil. This is 100% Nigella sativa oil, sometimes erroneously called black cumin. Black cumin is not this. All right. And so I got the Egyptian one, and I did get the stronger one, the Ethiopian one, but I haven't tried that one yet. And so I take it straight. I just take a teaspoon of it once a day. And I tell you, on day two, I noticed, because I had always had issues in the gut too, intestines, all that stuff. I noticed it's doing something. It's doing something down there. I can feel it. And it's like, wow. So I'm just excited, and I went to it, and we know the benefits of, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about black seed and the benefits of it, okay, the black seed oil. I remember when castor oil was taken internally, my dad used to take castor oil, a teaspoon of castor oil every day too. I remember when he would take castor oil, and I was like, eh, but I didn't know then, you know, I was like, I do put castor oil. I rub that on in my belly button every night before I go to sleep. I do put some castor oil in my belly button. You put castor oil on your eyelids, you know, to help with your eyesight, to help heal your eyes. If you are having that indigestion, the esophagus, Maureen, take some castor oil and rub it around your throat area. Just rub it around here. Even though I know it is, you know, that the, just do that and see if that will help. Okay. Yeah, the esophagus, the tube, but just, I would rub it from here down, you know, but in an upward motion. Upward and then a downward, you know, but just very gentle, very gentle. Also to that kind of like a lip massage or drainage, if you do it lightly. Okay. So that can help. Now I'm going to tell you that the black seed oil is also really, really good. That's something that you could take and integrate right now. Now, how I did not go to this company for black seed oil. That was a surprise. And because I thought I was taking black seed oil, and I was actually, it's black cumin seed, which is not the same thing. And so it was like, oh, I had to make that correction. I didn't realize that. I went here because I love shea butter, and it's hard to find authentic shea butter. So let me tell you, because I have such sensitive skin, and in the winter, cringe because my skin is so dry. Well, their shea butter, and they describe the difference of how they make it compared to the eastern part of Africa makes it one way and the western makes it a different way. And so cold pressed, instead of overheating it and making it, they're cooking it. If you cook it, This is the shea butter that I've had in the past. It almost feels waxy. It's very hard to just, you know, dissolve right into your skin, or doesn't absorb very well. And so I'd be frustrated. I would try all these different shea butters, and it was always the same result. It was a little too waxy. And so then I got this shea butter. What a difference. What a difference. It's like, you know, you put some in your hand and it just like immediately it's a like a little turns into like oil. It's just like it did. Oh my goodness. And it dissolves right into your skin. It doesn't leave an oily residue. It really absorbs into your skin. And I'm like, this is it, you know, and you don't have to put as much on because when you're trying to like smear wax all over you, it's not the same. This is different. And so I've tried several other products first before getting and talking. That's what I do. But I am excited to add this to my daily routine. My maintenance is the black seed oil. I have added that. I do take, and maybe for the audio audience who does listen, I'm saying Shetera Organics. It's S-H-E-A, okay, like shea butter, shea, Terra, T-E-R-R-A, Organics, Organics.com, okay, Shetera Organics.com. Go to that website and check it out and see what you are guided to, what you are guided to, okay? And so, again, what works for me may not work for you. What works for you may not work for me, right? And so it's all about the right combination for ourselves, and we can get to that, all right? So, yes, is there any questions about that? Anything that I have talked about? Did any of that make sense? But I hope that, you know, anything, any and everything can be healed with nature, with what comes from nature. Nature provides everything that we need. We have turned our back against nature, turned away. Anything that's coming from a lab, created in a lab. Because I know some things taken from nature has to be processed and sold. Watch that processing technique. And just there you go. So I hope that this has been helpful. I feel like this may help some people who need to hear this. I also, personally, I've been taking CBD oil, hemp oil, for the last 6 years. I have my dogs on it too. My dog takes it, so I call it Hempy Time. Another Hempy Time. And he lets me put it in his mouth. It's a little dropper. He takes that. Now, you know, they can take black seed oil as well. I put a teaspoon in his food. Now he gets raw in the morning, and then he gets cooked chicken. He loves chicken. So he gets cooked chicken, chicken and rice, and sometimes just chicken, sometimes chicken and rice, sometimes some vegetables, whatever we have. And I put it in his dinner is where I put that. So once a day. So I hope that has been helpful for everyone. Okay. And you can do this. You don't have to. We haven't been taught how to do this. So we feel uncomfortable. We feel uncomfortable with it. And we need to get out of that. Am I making the right decisions? I get that. Totally. It's what I've asked. Like, oh, my gosh. What if I'm wrong? What if the doctor's wrong? Do you question that? You are feeling your body. You know everything that's going on inside you. And we can be the best communicators, but if they might not know because they're not feeling it. All right? Who you're communicating to, like the doctors, I mean, they may not get it. All right. Now, if they've heard it enough, then they've clumped you into certain categories, and that's what they do. But it's, you know, let's take our power back. Take our power back by taking our health back to it's us. We get us off track. We make ourselves unhealthy. Well, we should put ourselves back on track and make ourselves healthy again. All right. And then stay on track. Then the maintenance. It's not, I'm healed. Yay. And I'm going to go back and do all the bad, unhealthy habits. You're going to be right back where you were again. So it does take maintenance. Now we got to maintain it. Make sure that this doesn't happen again. Be very mindful of what you're putting into your body. You know, how much sugar does this have? How much am I intaking? You know, what am I intaking? And in the least ingredients, the best, right? You look at some of these things now and it's like, and the print is small, but the ingredients is like this long. It's like, no. You know, even breads, this is what they want to say. Yes, products that you buy all the time. Even like breads, the company's a good company. Something you buy all the time. Please always just look at the label, because I've noticed too that there were some breads or some bagels, really very simple ingredients. Bagels are, and so I was looking something. It's like, well, check the ingredients. So summertime, you know, These are clean ingredients. These are good. These are fine. And then we went back just last month. I've noticed in the fall, or I should say fall time, it was like, oh, this is the brand that we normally get, like with bagels and things. And it's not a big brand, by the way. And so I look and I'm like, look, now it says it contains bioengineered, what? You know, bioengineered ingredients. And I'm like, well, what is the, oh my gosh, it never said that before. So they changed it. I was like, just from summertime that they've changed it in these last several months. And I was like, well, I'm not getting any bioengineered stuff. So put that back up. And it's like, hey, get a bread machine. We can make our own bread. We've got to find time to do that, but you know what, you will. And I've even just started making dog treats, because we got to be very careful what our pets are consuming as well. It's not hard to do at all. Again, with 3 to 5 ingredients, you know, make really healthy dog treats. Right, exactly, Wendy. You have to read the labels. They are sneaking things into products like bugs. They are. And I think some of them start with the E, or they just, there's so many different... they're sneaking them in. If you're not sure what it is, what a term is, Google it. Oh, I hate to say it. Just do a quick search for it, whatever search engines you use, and see what comes up. All right. But don't just assume that everything in the ingredients is good for us. We have to be very diligent. And there is a good app that Robin McGuire had, it can make you feel frustrated, though, but there's this great app called Yucca. And let me see. I just want to make sure I'm spelling it correctly. Y-U-K-A. And it has a carrot. All right. It has a carrot on it. It's a carrot. And let me see if I open this up. It has a carrot, and then you can scan items. Oh, it's not showing up on there. Anyway, it's a great app. And what you do is you scan the barcode, and it's for food, you know, food and some drinks. They don't do, pet things yet, but you can scan the barcode in, and it will tell you if it's good, if it's bad, if it's poor. You know, so thank you, Richard. Yep. That's a great app. And I'll tell you, you'll be surprised. And it'll tell you why. It's not just this is good, this is bad. All right. It tells you why it gave you that rating. I love that. You tap on it and you can read. It expands. It can say it has too much fats. It has too much salt. It has, but it helps make you more aware and it helps educate us on what to look for. So that's a great app. Y-U-K-A. And their symbol, their icon is a carrot. Okay, so if you want to download that app. And yes, Wendy, I saw that too. Ground coffee can have many bugs. So get your coffee and coffee beans. Cockroaches is the same allergy to clams, like you have with clams. The reason being is that when they go to pick all the coffee beans in barrels, that they don't even keep closed, they air them out, all right? So they have these barrels and barrels of coffee beans, all right? And then they want to put these industrial grinders. The industry actually allows a certain percentage of insect guts. Do you know that? Not just cockroaches, any other bugs. So if they're in there, when they get ground, they're in there. If some get through, oops, some got through. No. No. So before you get coffee beans, and before you even grind them down, I'm washing them down. Wash these. I'm going to wash it up. Just run some water, wash it off. Just wash it. You could do that if you wanted to. And then you got to know you make it wet. It's a really quick, it's not a soaking because then you're going to ruin the coffee beans. Or just when you open the coffee bean bag, sieve through it. Just make sure, you know, that if there's anything else in there other than coffee beans. But there's a way that you can do that, too. And that's what I've just been buying, the coffee beans. So, yeah. And I know it's just so crazy. The more and more that we hear the horrors of the food industry. But think about this. They have to mass produce to feed everyone, where before, you know, we were responsible for our own food, farms and... And, you know, then, you know, life becomes so much more fast paced. So then we give our power away to, hey, who's going to feed us? We're working. Who's going to feed us? No. We can't do. We have to really pull back and start, have a garden. Just start. Grow plants in the wintertime. If you have space in your house, they have great hydroponic systems now with water for your home that you can start so that you can have food year round. There's a lot of things we can do. Gardening is not hard. It's not hard. Start small and then make okay and see your success with that and then add on the next year. And then you can just continue to just add on and grow. So just start, just do it. We always had a garden. My dad made sure that, we had gardens growing up. I mean, it wasn't anything big and fancy. It was enough for our family, but, it was very helpful to have the gardens and nothing like, you know, your homegrown vegetables. They taste different. They taste so much better. So, all right. Well, I see that this has taken a little longer than I thought, which is fine. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull a card. Actually, I'm going to pull three cards for, it's just for everybody, and take what resonates with you. All right. So I'm going to pull three messages for everyone. Okay. And so I'm just going to pull three quick cards here. And I am using the Divine Animals Oracle card deck and see what else comes with that. Intuitively, it can piggyback with these on these cards. So the first message for everyone. Oh, I love that. Oh, moderation. We're talking about that. Moderation. The rhinoceros is to remind us to do things in moderation, not too little, not too much, but just right. Moderation. That's the rhinoceros reminding us of that. This is those who like numbers. This is number 32 or 5. 3 plus 2 is 5. So moderation, the rhinoceros, cute rhinoceros, a little rhinoceros. Oh, it's so cute. Okay. The next one is jackal, and it's about truth. Exposing the truth. The truth is being exposed. And that's number 44, big angel number, right? 44, 4 plus 4 is 8. Truth is being exposed. All right. And groundedness, staying grounded. The armadillo is reminding us to stay grounded. Armadillo, stay grounded. Look at the beautiful sun up there, too. Isn't that beautiful? Stay grounded. And the sun's not harmful. I've been lied to about the sun. Get out there. Take your sunglasses off. Take your glasses. Make sure you go out there without your contacts and just gaze into the early morning sun, sunset. You can look at it without it hurting your eyes. I can go out there. I think within an hour after it rises, you can still look at it. But when it gets to that midday point, it's too intense to look at it directly. But at least you can look, just make sure you're not having anything shielding your eyes so that you can absorb those sun rays and those nutrients from the sun right into your body, into your eyes, into your body, your third eye. All right. Armadillo, groundedness. I love that. Number seven. All right. So we have 5, 8, 7, or the 8's the 44 with the angelics. So I leave those messages for each and every one of you. And thank you. And I will, next week, the next show that I have, I will dedicate to just messages. But I felt was guided to talk a little bit about health, about it's part of who we are, mind, body, and soul. We're doing real good with your spirituality. You know, with getting your mind and your soul in alignment. Well, don't forget about the body. Don't forget about the body. Communicate with the body. What do you need today? All right. So much love and light to each and every one of you. Thank you for sitting in this sacred circle this evening. If you have any questions, please contact me. And I appreciate you all. Continue to shine bright. Shine the source frequency of love light out in all directions. All right. Much love. Good night.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.